RNZ Pacific. Kia rana, I'm Moira Tuile Ipitaila with the news. Two men have been found guilty of conspiring to murder former Samoa Prime Minister Tuile Ipasaitlele Malielinga Oi. Samoa Supreme Court Justice Voi Clarence Nelson and a panel of assessors deliberated on the case and delivered their decision yesterday evening. The Samoa Observer reports the defendants, Malele Paulo, also known as King Fai Popo, and Le Mai Fai Oso Sione, had maintained their innocence and pleaded not guilty to the joint charge of conspiracy to murder. The proceedings, which started last Monday, is connected to allegations of a conspiracy by four men in 2019 to murder Tuile Ipasaitlele Malielinga Oi. One of the co-defendants, Toa Lele Loa, had already pleaded guilty to the charge and has been in prison since 2020. A fourth man, Talalele Ponga, also known as Ninja, is currently being held in a detention centre in Australia awaiting extradition. The French High Commission has validated the seven lists contesting next month's territorial elections in French Polynesia. It has approved the emblems and published the candidates' names in their official journal. In a late change, the pro-independent Tawhini Huratita dropped veteran politician Eliane Tevahuitua when it submitted its list. On April 16 and 30, voters will elect a new 57-member assembly for a five-year term and two rounds of voting. Under the proportional system introduced in 2011, a list needs the support of at least 12.5% of the votes to make it to the second round. The list winning the most votes in the second round will get a third of all seats as a bonus. The remaining two-thirds will then be distributed according to the list's relative strength. Fiji's ex-Attorney General Ayaz Saeed Kaiyum, who was questioned by police and released earlier this week, claims he has been put on trial by media. Mr. Saeed Kaiyum was not at the Vale Levu police station in Nasini on Wednesday to answer questions in relation to various allegations of abuse of office and the use of forged documents following a complaint by a country's acting supervisor of elections. He is also being investigated for allegedly inciting communal antagonism in a separate case. Mr. Saeed Kaiyum says local media have failed in their responsibility by running commentaries on his case and allowing natural justice to take place. He says according to the country's constitution, an arrested person's rights must be protected. He claims reports published by Fijian media about him were different to the information he received from the police.
You cannot have trial by media. There's a thing called rule of law. Due process, there's natural justice, various procedures and systems and processes that need to be adhered to.
Fiji's education minister is urging New Zealand to remember the rich cultures across the Pacific when implementing any education plan. Pacific leaders are standing firm on the need to ensure education systems across the Pacific, including New Zealand, focus on life skills instead of focusing too intensely on academic subjects. Aseri Laundro told Pacific education leaders at this week's conference in New Zealand that adding pressure on students to pass exams would not set them up for a successful future.
What we are doing in Fiji is we are trying to move away from only focusing on academic and exam-oriented classes. We are trying to put more emphasis on learning about life and soft skills in order to understand relationships and careers and be well-rounded and successful person.
He says there is also a real need to preserve Pacific Indigenous knowledge for a more resilient education. A state visit to France by King Charles that was due to start tomorrow has been postponed because of the widespread protests against President Emmanuel Macron's pension reforms. The government is staring down strikes and riots as it tries to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
President Macron is saying this was a joint decision. The British government is saying the decision was taken really at the request of President Macron, and evidently he's the one who's under pressure here. The latest news here after the rioting was that the next day of action is going to be Tuesday, and Tuesday is right in the middle of the planned visit. The visit which was going to take him that day to Bordeaux in the southwest, the wine city, where only last night monumental main door, big door portal of the town hall, which he would have gone to, was set on fire. So the situation was clearly not right, not propitious for a visit.
A US judge has ordered Mark Meadows, a former chief staff to Donald Trump and other top aides, former aides to the ex-president, to testify before a federal grand jury probing the 2021 attack on the US Capitol and efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. It is one of two probes into the former president being handled by a special counsel. Donald Trump says the investigations are politically motivated and sought to claim executive privilege to prevent former aides from testifying. However, some American media is reporting that a judge has rejected that claim. The former president also faces separate inquiries in Georgia and in New York. In sport, the Chiefs have scored their fifth straight win and now stand alone with a perfect Super Rugby Pacific record after they beat the New South Wales Waratahs 24-14 in Sydney. The Crusaders scored five tries in their win, 35-17 win over the previously unbeaten Brumbies in Christchurch. White Fern Amelia Kerr's Mumbai Indians have qualified for the final of the Women's India Premier League after beating the UP Warriors by 72 runs in their playoff game. Kerr scored 29 for Mumbai, who will now take on the Delhi Capitals in the final. Auckland golfer Ryan Fox was handed a walkover in his final group match at the $32 million WGC Match Play Championship in Texas to keep alive his hopes of making the last 16. American Will Zalatoris conceded before his match with Fox, who finishes group play with two wins and a loss. Preparations are gearing up for a mixed martial art exponent, Israel Adesanya, with his highly anticipated rematch with Brazilian fighter Alex Pereira just 2 weeks away. Pereira captured Adesanya's middleweight bout last year via a technical knockout in the fifth round. Adesanya's coach Eugene Behrman says they're fighting the clock and getting fully prepared.
We're fighting the clock. We've got certain things that Israel has to be able to execute, and he has to be able to execute them expertly. But we've got a couple of weeks that we kind of desperately need to just fine-tune the machine. But other than that, I'm pretty happy with where we are.
The championship bout takes place on April 6th in Miami, Florida. China's ambassador to Solomon Islands says infrastructure for this year's Pacific Games will be completed in August. China is providing millions of dollars for the Games, including building the main stadium. The multi-sport event is scheduled for November 19 to December 2nd. Li Ming says the Chinese contractor CCECC, which is constructing the stadium projects, and JPC, which is constructing the Games Village and Dormitory project, reaffirmed their commitment to complete the two projects by August and to a high quality. Mr. Ling says this represented the perfect gift from the Chinese government to the government and people of Solomon Islands as a symbol of friendship and support. And that's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, you can go to our website, rnzi.com.